Welcome, my friends. This is the 15th episode of our special series entitled Await. We're learning all about Mashiach. And we're going to be defining what exactly we're waiting for. This segment has been generously sponsored by Joanna Blum for the Zechus, the merit of a Refuah Shlema, for Shmuel Yisrael Ben Chana. Hashem give him a total healing, a long, happy, fulfilled years. Amen. So let's begin by looking back at the words that the Rambam uses about believing in Mashiach. He says, and we've studied this before in a previous episode, this is the 14th book of the Rambam's magnum opus, the Mishnah Torah. The last set of halachot, called Hilchos Malachim, the laws of kings, and some maintain that the last two chapters are called the laws of Melech HaMashiach, of the anointed king. After introducing us at the beginning of the 11th chapter to this anointed king who will rise and restore the Davidic dynasty to its former glory, who will bring the Jewish people back into their perfect state, a spiritual service to God. The Beit HaMikdash will rise again, the exiles will be ingathered, and all of the ordinances of Judaism will be restored. V'chol mi she'einoy ma'amin bo. Anybody who doesn't believe that this anointed king will come and that this blessed era will unfold upon us. Oy, or a person who doesn't anxiously await this coming of Mashiach, says the Rambam, not only does he deny all of the other prophets, this constitutes a denial of Torah itself, and that's a reference to what the world calls the Pentateuch, or the five books of Moses. It's a denial of Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Moshe Rabbeinu is the putative messenger who brought us those prophecies. And the proof? Sha'arei ha-Torah he'ida olav. Because the Torah testifies to the coming of Mashiach. In the Rambam La'am, they interpret the word as he'ida, as hifticha. Testifies. You can't testify about something that didn't happen yet. So here, testify means assures us, guarantees us that Mashiach in fact will come. So here's the opening question for today. This is not the laws of heretics. It's the laws of Mashiach. We should be hearing about who Mashiach might be, what Mashiach might look like. What is the purpose of Mashiach's coming? All of these things are relevant in today's day and age because we need to know what we're awaiting and anticipating. He who doesn't believe in the coming of Mashiach is a heretic. Perhaps he is. What does that have to do with the laws of Mashiach? That should be in the laws of who is a heretic. I know, you're looking at me funny. We don't have laws like that. We actually do. Let me share with you the words of the Rambam in the first book, the book of Mada, or knowledge. The laws are called teshuva, spiritual restoration, a return to God, a reclamation of our spiritual innocence. And in the laws of teshuva, yeah, we do have conversation about what is a sin. What is considered sinful? Are there sinful opinions or beliefs? I mean, you have to know what's wrong to know what's right. So, in the third chapter, in the eighth halacha, the Rambam actually tells us who is a kofar, who is a heretic. And he says, as a matter of fact, there are three kinds or segments of heretics. Shlosha heim ha-kofrim ba-Torah. There are three people who would be considered heretical or having heretical beliefs insofar as our Torah perspective is concerned. The first one is ha-omer she'ein ha-Torah me'im Hashem. Somebody who says, the Torah is not from God. People made up the Torah. Even if somebody says just one verse, even if somebody says just one word, God didn't say that word. If a person is to say, Moshe amoro mipi atzmo, Moses made that up. Hareze kofer b'Torah. That's your first kofer. That's your first heretic. V'chein, Rambam says further, HaKofer bePerusha, one who denies the oral tradition of Torah, what is called Torah Shebaal Peh. He's makhish, magideha. He contravenes or denies the tradition of those who tell its narrative. This is, as we say, magid hakosov. The verse is telling us something. We have a tradition as to what the verse is telling us. For example, when the verse says, put on totafot, which means a leather frontlet, the verse is really telling us to put on a black box made of four compartments with specially written parchments inserted in each, sewn together in a unique fashion, and then held in place with leather straps. We call that tefillin. That's what the verse is actually saying. And no, it's not up for everybody's own interpretation as to what the verse is saying. And if you say that that's okay, you're considered a heretic. That's what the Sadducees or the Bisuthians did. And finally, ha'omer sha'boira hechlif mitzvah zu b'mitzvah acheret. A person who would maintain, of course, that there was such a mitzvah. But that's antiquated. There was a mitzvah called kosher diet. Not anymore. Now you can eat all the shellfish you want. That's a problem. Even if a person says, well, it was from God, but he changed his mind. Kol echad mishlosha elu kofer b'Torah. All of these three are considered to be heretics. So why is Rambam telling us about heretics in the laws of Mashiach? Oh, by the way, this isn't really my unique question. The Chatam Sofer seems to allude to this very issue. In the last of the Chatam Sofer's tshuvas on the book of Yeridea, the Chatam Sofer says, you know, he says, this business of believing in Mashiach doesn't have to be, it would seem, a yesod, a foundation. It doesn't have to be something that Judaism or the structure of our Torah and its mitzvot are built upon. Iker yesod hakol lahamin b'Torah. He says, if you want to talk about a foundation, the foundational belief is that we have to believe in the Torah. V'shom nemar, and there in the Torah, it's written about our redemption. Parshat Nitzavim, Parshat Hazinu. And it's in the words of the prophets. So Misha mefakfak al hageula, a person who says, well, I don't know if Mashiach's really going to come. Maybe it's just a nice story. Maybe he could have, should have, would have, but isn't. Harei kofer be'ikur emunas ha-Torah. The Chatam Sofer says, he's not denying Mashiach, he's denying the Torah. So why would the Rambam have to introduce us to this Mashiach heretic? He's just a regular heretic. He's a person who doesn't believe in the Torah. And after all, the Rambam himself demonstrates that this person who doesn't believe in or await the coming of Mashiach is a heretic. Shaharei ha-Torah he'ida. Because the Torah speaks about this. Because the Torah says that Mashiach is going to come. Well, in that case, why is it necessary for the Rambam to talk about the Mashiach heretic? He's just a regular heretic. He's a person who doesn't believe in what it says in the Torah. The answer to this very question, the Rebbe suggests in a footnote in Lakutus Sichus, in the 18th volume, This is on page 280, if you have a Lakuta Sichas to look inside. There, the Rebbe suggests the following. He says, truth be told, we must understand that when we speak about this idea of Mashiach coming, and if you don't believe in Mashiach coming, then you're a heretic. He says, you know, isn't it curious that the Rambam chooses to frame this in the demerit or deficiency of faith rather than the affirmation of faith? The Rambam makes a point of saying, mi she'eino mamin, a person who doesn't believe in this. But curiously, nowhere does the Rambam actually write that you have to believe in Mashiach. Why do you have to believe in Mashiach? Simple. Shaharei HaTorah Ha'ida Olav. Because the Torah bears testimony to the idea of Mashiach. Why introduce us to this circuitous kind of V'chol mi she'eino ma'amin, emphasizing the deficiency in faith? And so, in the Rebbe's own words, and this is found on page 279 in that Likud that Sicha, the Rebbe says the following. Clearly, the Rambam is trying to emphasize that the concept of Mashiach is a representation of or embodiment of Torah and mitzvahs. Torah and mitzvahs in the most perfect way. So a person who doesn't await the coming of Mashiach essentially isn't awaiting or doesn't believe in the perfection of Yiddishkeit. Well, he may believe that mitzvot are eternal in theory, but that certain mitzvot will never actually be fulfilled. Or certain mitzvot that were fulfilled will never be fulfilled again. And certain mitzvot were never fulfilled in their most pristine or perfect fashion. And the way Rabbi Tauber puts it, he says, what the Rebbe is suggesting is that Mashiach's coming will initiate an age, and I'm quoting, in which we will have the opportunity to fulfill all of the mitzvot. Therefore, our entire life will revolve around the study of Torah and the knowledge of God. A Jew who does not desire and yearn for these goals lacks a basic element of our faith. What do you mean you don't believe that Mashiach will come? What do you mean you don't yearn for the coming of Mashiach? That's like saying, I don't care if mitzvot ever get fulfilled. I don't care if the Torah ever is carried out. That's a problem. Remember that the Rambam here adds not only Misha'eno Mamin, somebody who doesn't believe, but he emphasizes Misha'eno Mechake. That ultimately becomes a faith foundation because it represents, in a broad sense, the totality of our Jewish faith. You know, it's really interesting that the Chatam Sofer, in this final tshuva, in the final responsa of Yoredeh, which is responsa number 356, the Chatam Sofer says the following. He says, I see that it has been widely accepted that there are 13 principles of faith. But I have to tell you, he says, I don't understand why it would be a principle of our faith. A principle or foundation means that if this foundation falls away, the building collapses. He says, Im yipul hayesod, tipul achoma, chalila. If the foundation falls, the wall falls. He says, what happens if we are to say that because of our sins, we caused ourselves to be exiled indefinitely, eternally? He says, does that mean there's no longer any Yiddishkeit? Does that mean there's no longer any mitzvahs? He goes on to say later, Hageula ubiat Mashiach eino iker. It can't be a foundation. How can you say that Misha eino modebot, somebody who doesn't acknowledge this detail, is a kofer beiker? Is somebody who denies the very essence of Yiddishkeit, save by framing it with the words, he doesn't believe in something the Torah says. The problem, of course, is that the Rambam does call it a faith foundation, specifically identifying 13 principles of faith, the Rambam talks about the coming of Mashiach, believing in it and anxiously anticipating, awaiting the coming of Mashiach as being a foundation of our faith. How does that work? The Rambam is telling us that the coming of Mashiach isn't something that is a cherry on the top, some kind of filigree ornament or decoration to the totality of Torah, but rather it represents Shleimut Geder HaTorah. This is in a footnote in that same Sicha, footnote 63. The Rebbe goes on to say that the Rambam is trying to tell us by clearly spelling out Misha Eino Mamin Bo Eino Machake Lebiato, the Rambam is defining the essence of Mashiach. It is not some magical man who's going to save us from troubles or difficulties. Mashiach represents the idea that Yiddishkeit, Torah and mitzvot, will someday reach fruition and perfection. And that's what we're required to believe in. It's a foundation of our faith that the Torah isn't something we're supposed to attempt to fulfill, but forever fail at. Rather, someday, soon, we will be able to experience the fulfillment of our Torah and mitzvahs, Yiddishkeit, in its fullness. This is the idea that there will be a time, Shahatorah v'kiyuma yiyya b'shleimut, will be perfect, will reach fulfillment in the fullest sense. That is the true eternity. That represents the true shleimut within the concept of Torah. The Rebbe notes that with this, another question gets answered. Why isn't it a mitzvah to believe in Mashiach? The Rambam lists a number of mitzvot, things we have to believe in, like believing in God, and yet he doesn't say it's a mitzvah to believe in Mashiach. Well, the Rambam actually explains that in his preface to the Book of Mitzvahs. He says, mitzvos which are all-encompassing aren't included. That is to say, if there is a mitzvah that affects or represents the entire structure of Yiddishkeit or Judaism, it's not going to appear as a detail, a specific mitzvah. Rather, it's an embodiment of Torah and mitzvot itself. The takeaway, my dear friends, the Mashiach that we are supposed to believe in and actively await isn't about magical deliverance. It's about study of Torah and performance of mitzvahs in the most perfect way. If you care about the study of Torah, and I think we all do, if you care about the fulfillment of a mitzvah, why wouldn't you care about seeing its fulfillment in the most wonderful and complete fashion? Ultimately, if a person doesn't believe in or await Mashiach, it's a sign he doesn't really care about the study of Torah or fulfillment of mitzvot altogether. That's what we await. That's the blessing that will be'ezrat Hashem soon materialize. Oh, the problems, of course they'll go away, because the problems are obstacles that prevent us from fulfilling Hashem's Torah, from studying Hashem's Torah, from living our Yiddishkeit in the fullest sense. So all the things that obstruct, inhibit, or disable will be removed forever. And we'll live a beautiful life, a life of Yiddishkeit fulfillment, an intimate knowledge of our Creator. May it be b'mheiro b'yameinu, speedily, and in our days. Amen. Thanks for joining.